ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here for Podcast Rock City. And with me this week on the last show of the year, Sunny Hollywood.
Ooh, that was
Pooney.
Sultry.
You're welcome.
Wait, now Lee, you try.
No.
Lee's like,
what's up,
no.
People? She's like,
and right down there is the lovely and talented Lee, the Gossip Thunder. Hi, Lee.
Hi, everybody.
Luke, you got this new computer, so now we get this wide shot of your room.
Got a new laptop, so I can move it around.
Is that
there's Def Leppard back there, right? Is that Def Leppard?
Original Def Leppard poster.
Is that a Steve Harris bass?
It is. Yes.
Wow.
Signed by Steve. I met him.
Wow, that's
signed
nice.
My bass.
That's
his
good.
His band
good.
British Lion played here, and I brought my damn bass down all the way down there.
His band British Lion played on the Monsters of Rock cruise. I bought the shirt. Before I saw him live, I tried to return the shirt. They wouldn't take it. It was bad. It was bad.
I don't care. All I did was watch him the whole fucking. I was right.
Yeah,
in front of him.
I tried.
Really, I didn't listen.
I tried.
To
oh, it was too hard. Him. I should have had earplugs in. It was too hard.
No, I watched the man play for an hour. I was.
He's a beast.
My hero. One of my heroes.
Today I was teaching. I have a student that. I'm trying to push him into getting into Maiden. And we were learning Wasted Years today.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, this is really fun. And I'm like, yeah, Maiden.
Yeah,
Maiden.
Bro.
Maiden's good. Anyway, of course, they're young. So, you know, hey, everybody. Good to see you guys that are all watching live. Thanks for tuning in. We're doing the show today because New Year's Eve obviously is on Sunday. And, you know, it's hard to get together on the holidays. So. We're going to talk about 2023 and everything that we can remember that happened. But of course, before we do that, we have to get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Joe, are you an avatar? Someone said you're an avatar tonight.
Am I really?
Are you?
No.
Is that
no better
avatar?
Looking?
Somebody's messing with us. I don't know. If I could be an avatar, it would be great. I would be this guy right here.
Oh, stop.
So anyway, you guys that are watching, I hope that you guys had a great Christmas and. We had great Christmases, and now the new year is here. So before we get talking about that, I want to mention two things that came up, and one of them I saw today. Paul Stanley in an interview said the worst two Kiss albums are
okay,
Sonny,
Elder. Carnival of Souls.
Unmasked.
Oh, really?
Come on.
So he said Elder.
Not Monster.
He said Elder and Unmasked. Okay. Now
he's wrong.
I'm guessing because of what he said that he could have said, I love the songs on Unmasked. He didn't say that. What he said was it had no balls. He says the album has no balls. Now, I'm not sure that he's wrong there, Sonny.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's wrong there either, but the Carnival of Souls is garbled balls. That's better.
Carnival of Grunge trying to be grunge.
Right? That's not any better.
He I love said Unmasked. It before. I mean, it's yeah. different. You know, it's just, you know, like everything else, it was a little different. There were some good tunes on there.
He said it before. Fucking Michael Sweet says the same thing. Well, what's your worst album? The two that didn't sell.
Oh,
right, like that's they always go there. So he's always says Unmasked and Elder. I thought he was being honest this time and just say that your songs were shitty on Carnival, get it done, getting over with.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, you know, for me, he also said that he believes that the band had no balls at that point. I just found it to be really interesting that, I mean, he picks the Elder, which everybody saw coming, but Unmasked really surprised me. I would have thought that he would have said Carnival of Souls, because at least we know he wasn't really all that interested in recording an album like that.
Did it even sell very well?
No.
No.
But did you be on the list? Do you guys ever remember hearing him say, you know, if we're going to do an album that's like grunge, you know, all those grunge guys, they write songs about being miserable, but what happens when they become rich? You know?
And they die. That's why they're not here with us.
Right. You're pissed that they sold out.
So I'm curious. I want you guys to tell me your the worst two Kiss albums. So this is what you're going to do. Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. That's our email. Podcast Rock City 1. That's the number one. At gmail.com. I want you to send those to me. The worst two Kiss albums. I don't need to see your top five. Just the worst two, just like Paul said. And let me know what you guys think are. Now, that being said, I have a list here of things. And this one right here at the bottom was very interesting to me. There was a premature, according to Keith LaRue, a premature announcement, I guess.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
That I'm guessing next year, not 2027, but next year, there will be a Kiss Expo, and I'm guessing in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I believe that's what they said. So they made a semi-announcement. Now, I will tell you that we discussed this a couple weeks ago, that this has got to be the route now for Kiss fans. There's no live Kiss show.
Expo's got to come back.
Yeah, the expos have to come back. Now, I have to be honest. I was very surprised to see something this quick. However, I will tell you that Sonny and I have been to three indie expos. And
I think two in Indy and one in Atlanta.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so two indie expos.
Yeah.
Indianapolis. And they usually do those on Mother's Day weekend, which May, is that May, you guys?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's May. So if there is going to be something, and if they're going to do it the way they always used to do it, it's going to be in just like 5 months. Which is crazy. We went to we were there for the 10th anniversary. Or no, 20th.
20th.
20th anniversary, and then the 21st one year they did it. It was a lot of fun. For those of you that don't know, maybe you're new to the show, but Sonny and I at the expo for the 21st year, we actually interviewed Bruce Kulick and Tommy Thayer on stage at the expo, and I will do my best to find it. I don't know where it is. I'll find it and I'll post it on Facebook.
Where's the Crazy Chicks interview? I interviewed two Crazy Chicks on that.
What Crazy Chicks?
I'll tell you later
Sonny
who the two Crazy Chicks were.
And muting Sonny. Anyway.
Wait a minute.
We'll get into it later. anyway, but we had a great time at those expos. They were a lot of fun. Sonny almost knocked me out for spending money without trying to talk somebody down. I like just boom, boom, boom. I spent like $400 and Sonny was like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" Anyway,
he's buying puzzles with like missing pieces. I'm like, what
was one missing piece? One missing piece out of four.
There should
puzzles.
Be zero missing pieces.
No, that's why they were cheap.
Well, if they're cheap, okay.
Yeah, but one missing piece out of all of them. They were all put... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, so in an expo, let me ask you guys this. So, all right, so I already know Lee. I posted this, and Lee was like, "Hell yeah!"
I love expos, man. I went to a million of them back in the day.
This excites you, obviously.
Love it. They're fun.
And okay, so yes, you love your you love the expos. If well, they do
Black
one,
Diamond used to play at the expos.
If they do one in May, you're there, right?
Most likely.
Yeah.
There's no way it's happening in May. It'll be
yeah,
later.
I don't believe it either. Maybe next May.
Unless next you already May have year. This ball rolling downhill, you're looking at October. I don't think you're looking at May.
Yeah, that's a lot of planning for.
Yeah. And if Keith's involved,
maybe
he's
already started planning.
He's going to want to do it right. And if he wants to do it in either Nashville or Indy or Vegas, you can't just like pick a spot and do it. This is no. I'm not throwing any shade, but this isn't Sarasota.
No, it's a lot of planning.
It's a lot of planning. A lot of people go there.
Guests, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's okay. a lot of conventions and blah blah. Like when Kohl's wants to do a meeting, we do a company meeting every 18 months. The planning for the next meeting starts the day the last meeting ended. It takes us 18 months.
Damn.
Holy crap.
Right? So I don't think it'll take 18 months, but he can't throw something together by May. There's no way, unless he's already got an app planned.
Unless they were already working on it.
Yeah. Already been working on it.
Already been working on it, you know. All right. So, all right. Listen, this happens every once in a while, and I don't always say something. But I just got a message, a Facebook message from our friend Phil Elliott. Lee,
is he going to put the Atlanta Expo? Come on, Phil.
Okay. This
did
is
he find the missing pieces that you needed?
Oh my God! All right,
Phil's got everything. He'll get you that piece, Joe.
This is what I tell you.
He'll get you that piece.
I will tell you, Lee, that I was on the phone, with Phil. A week ago, talking about putting together an Atlanta Expo. However, hey. That's not what this is. Oh. I want to read this to you. Got now, this is official Vinnie Vincent Euphoria.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
From Vinnie Vincent. Hey, guys. Beginning February 1st, 2024, Euphoria is changing to a paid membership
What's
site.
What's Euphoria? Wait a
whatever.
Minute.
That's his Facebook thingy, I think, or whatever.
Okay. Now I'm just
paid membership.
For what?
So basically the 15 fans he has, now has to pay to follow him?
$200 a year.
To Dude, follow him nuts. On Facebook?
You can well, you can no, get the Iron Maiden. Website. You can be in an Iron Maiden fan club for $50.
And get an awesome magazine.
It says it is a necessity to keep out the riffraff and to ensure the safety and integrity of the fan core of this private club. There have been several thousand people admitted in the last 3 months, and I expect a large number of trolls are lurking. They
Welcome to
are,
Facebook, Vinny.
Yeah, they are in the process of being eliminated. Like, eliminated? I don't know what. Sorry.
Blocked by Vinny Vincent.
Sorry. That was my Pulp Fiction, you know, ticker out.
Yeah.
Like, ticker out.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, but it must be this way. I hope you understand.
Wait, so you're saying he's going to make you pay $200 on Facebook to follow?
No, him? I think it says VinnyVincent.com.
Oh, I see.
So, well, that's interesting. $200.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting about it. The guy who's talking about integrity, dumbass, owes me two box sets.
Yeah.
For only, 33 years or whatever it's been?
It's almost longer because next month is January, right?
Yes.
January was when we all got together in Atlanta, right?
Yep. 2018.
And he said, not only are you going to get one box set.
You owed me in 1994, but now I'm getting two. And it's 2024 and I got zero.
And
fuck your integrity.
And I remember, I was not one of those people that bought a Vinnie Vincent box set. I just remember when he said, you'll get two. like there was like three or four people sitting around me and they went, huh?
Brad is absolutely right in the comment, by the way.
I
Brad is 100%.
We'll pay $200 just to be a troll.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my god.
Because if that's if that's all it takes, you're not gonna kick anybody out and pay $200. Dude, people would pay $200 to bitch with him, to bitch at him.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so look. Let's be fair. I believe that I am. If you're a Vinnie Vincent fan and you want to pay $200, go right ahead. I have spent money on stupid shit. Sonny will vouch for that. My whole life. This room is riddled with it. Notice that there's posters starting to go up back there. Lee is like, keep going, Joe. It's like putting together a puzzle.
Gotta get going.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle. Just start.
We're missing pieces.
Just start.
You're fucking
It'll sunny. Come together.
Anyway, okay. So, like I said, spend your $200. Have a good time. But for me and Sonny and Lee, no, we're out.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't pay $200 to be. Yeah. I don't pay $200 to be in the Kiss Army. I don't pay $200 to be in the Iron Maiden fan club. I don't pay $200 to be in the Hailstorm fan club. I joined those fan clubs way before I joined anything with Vinnie Vincent in it.
Plus, they give you stuff.
Yeah.
For $50. I mean,
yeah.
You know. No.
Yeah, I don't even want it. I could go on and on. I'm not going to go about what I could get for free. Anyway.
I was gonna secretly join, though.
Maybe.
See.
Just now, I will say something about this expo, though. Keith is smart here. He might have been kind of forced into doing it a little bit earlier than he wanted to for the announcement. Right. But if you're going to do something, you do have to get, if you're Keith LaRue and you're going to be involved, you got to get yours out there saying I'm doing something to shut down every other Kiss nerd out there that may want to do something. Right, because if Keith's involved, you know it's going to be top of the charts there, right? So get something out there so that way there's not people coming out of the woodwork trying to put something together.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a smooth move. Here always gets a great expo going in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to get on that. Oh, this is
all right.
Kiss Cancer Goodbye is on my shirt.
They just wanted to see your chest. You just keep doing that. Go ahead.
I don't
notice. Nobody cares about my chest.
Listen to Lee. Lee, you're killing me. All right. Okay. Now let's go ahead and do this. We'll go ahead and get to. Now that was a lot of fun, but let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City topic of the week.
Obviously the topic of the week is 2023, the year of Kiss or the year in Kiss. And, I wrote a few things down and hopefully you guys on the comment section here are going to call me out if I miss anything. And I'm sure I do. I'm sure I do, but that's why you're here, because you are part of the show. But I'm going to go ahead and start with this. So let's see. I'm going back to April, all the way back to April. Okay. I'm on spring break with my son. He's a senior, and all of a sudden the headlines start coming out that Ace Frehley and Paul Stanley are feuding.
Yes.
Over the phone. Now we got on. Sonny was like, Joe, I don't care that you're on vacation. Let's go. We got to do this.
Let's discuss this.
So I like went into the hotel room, set up my phone, and we talked about it. Now, the reason why I wanted to bring this up was a couple reasons. Joey said something way back when this was happening that I really wish would have happened now. So you've got Gene at one point, and Doc, if I'm not mistaken, saying that and you guys could correct me, but he did say that there was an open invitation to people to show up if they wanted to be there or part of whatever, right?
Reset.
So now that we know how it all ended, do you wish that Ace would have showed up at MSG? Hey, man, it's me.
Hey.
I'm here to play. Brought his guitar and everything. Do you wish that that would have happened this way? They could have said, hell no. And then he could have gone and said, I showed up. They told me to show up. I brought my guitar. I showed up. I didn't even ask for any money. He didn't have to ask for money. And they told me no. You know, I don't know if they would have told him, come on in, or would they have said, go away. But do you wish, I mean, we would have so much to talk about.
And it would have been so much more important to interview Chris Angel than Ace Frehley, you know.
Sonny, what do you say?
My guess is the insecure lead singer that we have in our favorite band.
Oh, boy.
Made damn sure that anybody coming backstage, that anybody watching security, blah, 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 you see this guy, he don't get past this door. I don't care what you got to do. He don't get past this door.
But right? Let me ask just showing up, though, would have been an issue, don't you think? Oh, they won't let me in.
Well, so what? Ace isn't going to do it because that'll hurt his feelings. And he's not going to do it just to prove that Kiss are assholes. Everybody already knows Kiss are assholes. So it doesn't matter. There's no way Ace was going to go out of his way to do that. No way.
Lee, obviously you and I were the homers, right, Sonny? Yep. Say it, homers.
Homers.
And, I now do absolutely wish that Ace would have just shown up.
Yeah.
And been like, he could have even done a Facebook Live video. Hey, everybody, I'm here.
His wife does those.
Let me in. It's like, imagine the riot that would have happened. Yeah. There would
and have he would chance. Have been seen like a complete idiot.
Do you think
he would have had this? Oh, yeah. Dude, a million people would have seen this fucking video just calling him an idiot. Why you show up somewhere you're not invited?
Right, but wasn't he?
Yeah, but does that matter? What are you going to do, call Kiss liars? Oh, my God, they lied to me. They lied to the media. Dude, they told you they were retiring 23 fucking years ago. They've been lying to you. There's no way Ace was going to show up there. There's no way. You would have had to pay Ace to do the video to not get in. There's no way.
That's a pretty good point. Okay. So that went on back and forth, all because they were on Howard Stern and he said that they would have to call the band Piss.
It was Eddie Trunk, wasn't it?
No, it was Howard Stern.
Eddie got involved later.
Yeah,
right. No, and Ace wanted the apology. Oh, the otherwise, he's going to, you know, blow up their worlds by telling people that, you know, Gene is doing blah and Paul is doing blah and somebody's doing somebody's sister and somebody's not somebody's sister. Who knows what the hell he had?
Yeah. I have to say this, but I'm really glad that like subsided. I didn't really want it. In the end, if he would have shown up at a show and made a, you know, right around then, you know, right around April, I would have been like, okay, well, this makes sense. But it subsided and, that was at least something like juicy and interesting.
I thought it was
like,
hilarious. I loved it.
Ace.
I'm sorry.
I think that Ace, from what he says, he said he doesn't drink anymore. I believe him. I'm not around him. I believe him though. I think that the fact that, it still keeps getting brought up. That kind of stuff gets brought up about, his drugs or his drinking. I think that it finally got to him, and you got to kind of think of it as like if you have a brother or a cousin or a sister that's like a, you know, a pick anything, a gambler. And then all of a sudden they quit gambling, you know. But, you know, 30 years later, somebody's going,
oh, you it's lost, gonna follow you. Yeah,
you lost your house.
It's baggage.
And it's like, it's yeah.
You can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's impossible to get rid of
it. It could have been, you know, I still don't understand, you know, Paul Stanley sometimes. It's like,
who does?
It's like, do you really want this? You know what I mean? It's like,
it's like you're creating this. Like,
so
why?
so bitter that you can't just like move forward. And I mean, we're not in his world though. That's another thing. I'm not in Paul Stanley's world. I don't know what he hears, what he sees, what people tell him. You know, you go back to his book, you know, Slash, according to Paul, Slash was talking shit about him and it got to him, you know, and then Slash called him up one day and was like, hey, can you help me get those guitars? And he was like, go fuck yourself, you know?
Oh, okay.
And,
but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Joe.
All right.
10 years ago, somebody asked Paul a question about, you know, whatever, and somehow Ace comes up. And 10 years ago on 12/29/2013, Paul says, I'm going to answer your question, and I want everybody reading and listening worldwide to my answer. Nobody ever talk about Ace again in front of me. I don't want to talk about Ace. I'm not mentioning Ace. I'm never going to be next to Ace. I don't care about Ace. I don't want to talk about Ace anymore. I'm not going to say good or bad. Any person that connects with me that says Ace, I'm hanging up or walking away. Done. I'm done with the guy. You would not have been happy with that.
Then we wouldn't have.
So instead, he keeps sharing his feelings and nobody's happy with that. So there's no winning.
I'm happy with it. I love the drama.
Right? There's no winning.
As long as it's not my drama, I love it. It's fine.
Good Lord. Good Lord. I don't want my own drama.
No, I don't want that. But other, you know, celebrities, it's kind of funny.
The other thing that I thought was interesting was, you know, the whole piss comment.
Oh,
and you know, there was drama wrong. And there was people saying it was wrong and blah, blah, blah. Nobody actually disagreed that it wouldn't sound like piss.
I disagree.
There wasn't that many people disagreeing that it would actually sound like piss. I'm not sure Paul was wrong.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
I've seen Ace live the last couple of years. I'm just saying.
All I know is that I'm glad that it didn't drag out till the end of the year, because it would have just it would have brought us all down. You know what I mean? It was like this again. You know what I mean? Again, this is going
again
on.
Again with this.
Anyway, all right. So let's move on. We can all agree that that was fun for the 2 weeks, and then
for 2 weeks,
that's how long it lasted. All right. Let's see. So Kiss was on tour and other, you know, things happened. And I know I'm only jumping through to like big things, but we did have in the middle of October, we had Kiss Cancer Goodbye in Sarasota. Mm-hmm. Now we had our own Joey Quesada played. If you go online, you can find the whole concert he did with Bruce, where they did a live three together. But that was Ace and Bruce, plus Joey, plus a whole bunch of other people that were fans, plus
comedy.
Ace's band was there. Courtney was there for some comedy. Mm-hmm. PJ was there. It was a great experience.
So great.
And it was really kind of cool because where it took place was basically like, it just was like one big building that had a concert hall. And then across the way, they had a, you know, a room where they could do the comedy, and then you could go and sit there and eat and stuff like that. Yeah. They had food trucks. They had autograph sessions. Ace played Shock Me with a bunch of people.
Such deep cuts were played. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot. There were a lot of a lot of deep cuts. And then they had tribute nights every day. Or through the, you know, tribute shows. So there was a Peter tribute show that the guys from Ace's band did. There was a Bob Kulick tribute where they played all the songs that Bob was involved in, including that song from the SpongeBob SquarePants. Was it the movie? I think so. And that was really cool. I actually FaceTimed my son while that was going on. Aww. And he was like, I cannot believe they're playing this. And I was like, I totally can, son. I don't know what your problem is. I totally can understand why they're playing this. Ace did, he was fun. He did some autograph. Lee had a personal moment with Ace where Ace gave her free pictures. It's amazing how that works. If you're pretty, you get anything in life. It's just, good Lord. Anyway,
I tried to say I didn't, you know, I just need my jeans signed. But he kept putting his arm around me going like this. So I was like, okay.
A smile. Pictures. Pretty awesome.
It was fun.
The whole weekend was fun. Lee and Karen and I tried to kill Lee. Most of you don't know this.
Yes, you did.
I almost did. I literally threw her around in a car while driving. Yeah. I didn't know she wasn't.
I did not have my seatbelt on in the back seat like a dummy.
It's Florida. They don't care.
I was on the floor.
I made a right turn that was like a right angle.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, you got to ask Ace Star Wars or Star Trek.
I asked Ace Star Wars or Star Trek, and Joey said that he was going to be Star Trek, and he was.
I did one, too.
Yeah, 100% right. He picked Star Trek. It was just a really great time. We all let loose a little bit. I got to see Lee let loose a little. I got to see Karen and Lee sang and danced together. For two straight days.
We became besties.
Yeah. And it was just a lot of fun. And Sonny, now, unfortunately, you weren't able to come, but you watched a little bit of it, right?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it, and I was at Kiss Night in Vegas.
That's where you were. Let's talk about that. Go ahead. Talk. That was the same time, right?
It was the weekend before. So the weekend of your thing, I had a wedding, but the weekend before, I was in Vegas. Bruce was at Kiss Night in Vegas, played a bunch of Bob songs. Todd Howarth was there. Kiss Night in Vegas is always a good time. Those guys, dude, they're talent beyond talent. So they do a good job, and it was all deep cuts, and they did the first album full, and they literally played Kiss songs from 8 o'clock that night to like 3 a.m.
Dang,
right? Just awesome. People coming up playing Kiss songs. I left at like 12:30, 1 o'clock. I'm like, I'm 54 years old. I gotta go. You guys are nuts. But no, overall, that was a good time.
Must have played almost the whole catalog.
Did you hear songs repeat though?
No, songs repeated.
I played like the whole catalog.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, like, Todd did some Fraley's Comet songs, and they did some songs from Psycho Circus, the Kiss tribute band that was there did a Psycho Circus. And so they were kind of all over the place. And then they had bands switching out, switching back and forth. There's 250 Kiss songs probably. Right. So even if you're playing 7 hours and you can do, God, even if you could do 10 songs an hour, which would be tough, that's only 70 songs.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. So your comments are coming in so fast, I can't even keep up. We don't have a producer today, so I'm just going to let you guys talk amongst yourselves, do the best that I can. Every once in a while, I'll throw up your comments. But you guys are pretty much talking to each other now. Okay, so that was a lot. Man, I watched a little bit of that online, And then we did the thing a couple weeks later. Bruce Kulick, man, how amazing was it that he played in Vegas? I believe it was Vegas he played in. Then he hopped on a plane, flew out to Florida, played there, signed autographs, did pictures, and then I guess he had to fly back out and go back and meet with Grand Funk again. That's crazy. Yeah. But so cool that he did it, and he wanted to do it for he wanted to do it for the, you know, for the charity for Neil Davis, which I hope that Neil get. So now that we got these expos happening, maybe Neil will do another Creatures Fest,
yeah,
or something this year. That would be a lot of fun. All right, let's keep going. Yeah,
Josh's comment right there, is that true?
What,
Bruce? How about Bruce basically saying he's done with Grand Funk and 2024 is going to be different?
I heard a rumor about him quitting Grand Funk.
Because wasn't there a rumor out there that Gene was going to take Bruce out with him?
Okay, so we heard that, but I haven't seen the thing where Bruce said that.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Can either of you guys look it up? I don't know. I just heard it like actually, a rumor. Yeah, I haven't actually seen.
Mark said he heard Bruce left Grand Funk.
Really?
Really? I have not heard any of that.
Well, that's a very...
But I just been working, so I don't really know.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. If that's the case, I mean, can you imagine Gene, Bruce, Eric Singer maybe playing drums? I mean, you basically have Kiss.
Oh, Kiss FAQ. It was a topic.
Oh.
On December 18th, Bruce has left Grand Funk.
Interesting. Holidays mean that we miss stuff. You would have thought that would have been a bigger thing that people would have talked about. Like, that would have been all over my Facebook.
Oh, Melodic Rock. Melodic Rock had it on December 20th.
I'm on 100 Facebook pages, and I never saw Kiss once. Kiss Facebook page, at least 100. Yeah. And somehow
these are all on the message boards, though. I don't think any of this is definite.
Well, okay. Now we can all be like, is he going to play with Gene next year? Is he going to play with?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I think he just had his 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Brewster Kulick. He turned 70. That's pretty cool. All right, so that'll be a subject that we talk about, you know, once we get a little more information. Let's talk about this. Let's see. Did we talk about the rumors about Kiss selling their catalog? No, right? So we heard just a few months ago, all of a sudden, we started hearing people say that there's going to be no more box sets released, no more live stuff released, because Kiss is... rumored to be negotiating to sell something that's a major thing. I don't know if they're actually just like Sonny said before we started, I thought Universal owned the Kiss catalog.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what was going on with that, because it was the catalog they were talking about. It was not the brand that they were talking about. They were talking about the catalog. And they were trying to, you know, there's musicians out there. Well, hell, Dee Snider even sold his catalog. So, like, there's people out there kind of looking at it going, I need to cash in now because this catalog won't be worth much to just me. But if I sell it to XYZ company, get my money, they can put it in movies and they can do whatever they want with it. I don't really care. Made my money, I get out. I just don't think Kiss had any buyers, right? Or maybe they didn't get the money they wanted.
Let me ask you this, though. Is it possible, Sonny, that what we were hearing people, okay, because this is important. People are saying that, you know, oh, there's a rumor that, you know, Kiss is selling this, right? But is it at all possible that what was really happening was Kiss was in talks with these people about these avatars?
Oh, I mean, it's totally possible.
If you look and see the time frame, it was pretty close to the same time. I think it was September when they went in there and did the live action concert with all the little things on them, and you know, it could have been, that could have been what was really going on.
People hear what they want to hear. I'll give you an example. I'm visiting a store. This was a few years ago, visiting one of my stores. And as I walked into one of my stores, there was cats in the trees, right? So I meet the store manager. I'm like, hey, you know, you got cats like in the trees cats? Outside. Yeah, there were just cats roaming in the trees outside a Kohl's store.
Wonderful.
Right? So I'm like, hey, you probably got to get rid of the, probably got to get rid of the cats because that's a little weird to have them in the trees. Not 3 hours later after I left that store, I get a call from HR because somebody, an associate complained about me that I wanted to kill the cats in Modesto. Oh! I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, you might want to figure out a way to get rid of the cats. I didn't say go murder the cats.
Get them removed and put in a home.
Good Lord.
Wow.
So people hear what they want to hear.
They really are.
You mean the guy didn't go, remove? Remove
the cats? Wow.
You didn't want to remove the cats?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, Sonny. Wow. If there's one thing I know, you're heartless, but not that heartless. Sonny's not heartless, by the way. He's a big squishy teddy bear. So I did just get an email, man, you guys are on the ball today. Brett. Okay. I don't know if I can say this full. I'm just going to say Brett sent us a thing. And it says, Bruce Kulick's 70th birthday party. It says the party is where he alludes to quitting Grand Funk. And there's a video, here. That's interesting and exciting. Oh,
somebody just put Bruce meant to say it was the last Grand Funk Railroad show of 2023. So who knows?
Of 2023. Okay.
Who knows, dude?
We'll wait and find out. All I know is that maybe 2024 is going to be exciting. Let's talk about a little more because we're running out of time. Okay. Paul. So right near the end of the tour, Paul gets sick.
And why are you doing that? You don't think that's true?
I wonder. Certain things bother me. Okay.
Well, because our show got canceled.
I just wonder if he got sick, or was his throat bothering him and he really wanted to make sure he had something left by the end, you know, right. For a week later. A week later is the pay-per-view. They showed him in bed with an IV. You know, okay, look. Yeah. Man, all right. So listen, this is very important. I'm not saying he wasn't sick. What I'm saying is what kind of sick was he? Okay. It's just very.
Then he had the flu.
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm him and I'm having a problem with my throat, I'm saying I can't do these two shows because I'm sick because I want to make sure that I don't ruin the pay per view. You know what I mean? Which is 7 days later. Right.
If they're anybody else and they don't have all these bombs and screens and blah, they just change that list and let Eric and
Gene
run the show, and he does his, you know, he's not too sick to do his little dancing, the little chicken wing thing he does, and all the other stuff.
Chicken wing.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know he does that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he had the flu, I mean, that can be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Did you guys get your money back?
I didn't spend any money on that.
I got an email. I need to check my account. I'm sure I did.
I don't even want to talk about that ticket.
Dubai?
It was my Dubai ticket, and I didn't get anything.
Did you get anything back from Dubai?
So I worked it all out. So the person that I was dealing with was amazing. Gave me a ticket to go to see Kiss in Knoxville, and then Paul Stanley gets...
That's right.
Okay, look, I got a message for you, Joe. I've been waiting 30 fucking years for a box set. You've been waiting 4 years for Dubai. Shut up.
Hey, can you believe that it's already... It's 3 years now, right? It is 3 years now? Three years.
30
years for a box set. Do you have the receipt? 30. I would frame that bitch and put it on the wall.
There's no way I can have a receipt. I had an Apple IIc when I bought it. I'm on my 10th computer since then.
All right. I don't know. I don't know if Paul was really sick. He probably was. But you know, only a guy like Paul Stanley gets to do his
Nashville's the second show that I've missed because of Paul. He canceled Birmingham years ago too. Had a heat stroke or something. I was walking up to the gate in full costume, drove 3 hours. I'm walking up. Oh, it's canceled.
Sonny, whose comment made you laugh, Sonny?
Paul could have rested for a year and it wouldn't have helped his voice.
Oh, man.
Damn, Darth Shredder hitting the balls. Then there's this one right here. Vinny better hide his cats from Sonny.
30 years. Just give me my $100 back.
Okay. Here's Tony Smith. Thank you, Tony. Wikipedia reports Bruce says he left.
Gotta be true then.
Thank you, Tony, for that. You're awesome. Okay.
So what's Bruce going to do next year?
Yeah, he's going to join a band with me. it's the only
and
way
me. We'll
good.
Get the old band back
oh,
together.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We get Doug to play drums. Yeah, we were a band for 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Whole song.
okay.
Bruce told me how good my bass line was.
Yeah, it's funny. He didn't mention my guitar playing. Anyway, I will tell you this.
Told me I was spot on.
I will tell you this, though. Before we played, right, he was on stage doing a clinic, a guitar clinic.
Yes.
And I was filming it, right? And he said... He's talking about great guitar players, and he goes, "Now, like Joe over there, he's a great guitar player," and blah blah blah. I like edited that and made it my ringtone. So every time somebody called me, it was Bruce Kulick going, "Joe's a great guitar player."
Great guitar player.
That was such a different time. Anyway, okay. So now, so let's keep moving forward. We're almost to the end of the year. Kiss plays MSG. You guys know how we feel about that. Go and watch the last two shows. But they announced the avatars. Sonny and Joe and Lee and except for Joey, because he's angry as hell about it. We're excited because this is going to be interesting. It'll be different. And we're a little excited because it's going to be interesting. However, this past week, Kiss announces that a show is coming. And then it says in 2027. All right.
Wah, wah.
All right. Now here's the thing. Okay.
Wah, wah.
I mean, I know what are they doing? And I don't mean what are they doing like they're screwing up. That's not what I mean when I say what are they doing. I'm saying, what are they doing? Like, what are they doing? Is this going to be so in, like, I mean, I cannot imagine how hard it would be to make, just make a concert, you know, out of avatars. I will tell you.
Probably now, very involved, Joe.
Well, I will tell you this. Mackenzie, Karen's daughter, who works doing all this exact stuff, she said that she would imagine that it. Now, we hadn't been on since then, but she said that she imagined that it would be the end of 2024 before it was ready. That's what she said. She said if they started in September, I imagine that it'll be done by the end of 2024. But now they're saying 2027. And here's the thing. Everybody's going 3 years, 3 years, 3 years. No. It's 3 years if it starts on 2027, January 1st. If it doesn't start until October, it's 3 years, 10 months. So what in the world are they doing? I will give them a little credit. They have been putting out little videos weekly to try to, but it's not going to be enough. I understand that the show is going to be happening, but something else has to happen, or by 2027, people are going to be like, eh, even more than if it was just, you know, 2025. Sonny, you agree?
Okay, look.
I know you had something that you really wanted to say, I'm afraid, but
people won't take the time to listen to a full album anymore. People won't sit to watch a 3-hour movie. The average length of a romantic, an average length of a romantic relationship today is 2 years and 9 months. And you fucking expect me to wait around? Dude, nobody's going to care by then. Paul and Gene won't do enough to keep you interested because they already got paid. The company may try to do something, but they're not homers, so they don't know what the fans want. So they're going to keep leaking shit out, and it's going to be like, who cares about this? This has nothing to do with Paul or Gene. There's no way you're going to be able to keep my interest for 3 years. And then if it really is 3 years, why in the fuck did you have to announce it on your last show?
When you could have
waited 2 years from now.
Yes,
There's no reason to announce it then. The only reason to do it is you have a captive audience and you have something coming in 6 to 8 months. Otherwise, dude, you could tell me you're going to get me laid 3 years from now. I wouldn't care. Like, it doesn't matter. I cannot believe when I saw 2027, I thought that was somebody fucking around. So I go to Kiss Online, it was on there. I'm like, oh my God, dude, are you kidding? Like, man, members could die by then. This thing could be.
Stop that now.
This could be, it doesn't work out. So now I am with Joey. You will not see this in our lifetime. This is not happening. There's no way. This will be over.
Okay. But they spent $200 million.
Well, supposedly, but it's not Gene or Paul's $200 million, so what do they care?
I'm curious.
3 years. Joe, you could do nothing to keep anybody's interest for 3 years.
I got news for you. If I were to get up and dance.
A long time.
3 minutes, not going to work.
I got nothing. You
3 years
see me.
Is ridiculous.
I got a sweet ass, too. I could shake it.
Sonny, I watched a 3-hour movie the other night in full.
What was the movie?
Oppenheimer.
How many of your friends would have done that, though?
I watch it by myself.
There you go.
Lee, there you go. I wish I lived closer to you. I would just tell you, come on over. Let's watch a movie.
It is ridiculous to think that 3 years from now people are going to care. So ridiculous. I cannot believe it. There's nothing. 3 years is a lifetime. Now, especially, you release an album last 3 days.
You're right.
It is very concerning that it's going to be 2027. Here's a question I want to put out there to you. Do you think it's possible, just saying, that they had no idea it was gonna what they wanted or what was gonna happen was gonna take that long? Like, isn't it all
meetings about it or something?
I mean, is it at all possible? I mean, because they didn't even wait till Christmas. Was it after or before Christmas that they made this announcement? I posted it in our Facebook thing here. Let's see. I think it was.
Oh, it's been out there a little while. It's before Christmas.
It's before Christmas. But just by a couple of days, though, right? It wasn't like.
Oh, that it was 2027? Yeah.
That it was 2027.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Because I sent you guys a. I sent you guys a video. Let's look.
The best case scenario.
The 22nd is when
it is that after it gets announced on the 2nd, there's meetings, right, with them, with Paul and Gene and these guys. And in one of the meetings, somebody says, okay, so in 2027, and maybe Gene does a, whoa, 2027? When did we say this was 2027? And there was miscommunication between the band and this company that it was going to be 3 years. And now you gotta go out there and tell somebody, because bad news does not age well.
Right.
Just go, if you know the bad news, just go out there and say and let people
rip the Band-Aid off.
Right, right. And let people get on with it. But you can't just not say anything. So it's possible that happened. If that happened, that puts another knife in this never getting off the ground. Because what other miscommunications are happening then? I just, yeah. 3 years? Dude, and I know you guys don't like talking about this kind of stuff. I know you guys have gone through this a little bit, but I had a friend that was 80. And from 80 to 83, he deteriorated fairly fast. He's no longer with us. Miss him. Great guy. And I feel bad for his family and his two daughters that he's gone. But the deterioration that happened when he retired and finally stopped working, it was fast. It's like the juice kind of keeps you going, keeps you in there, keeps you, you know, 3 years of sitting on your ass. Have you seen Mike Reno lately? Is Paul Stanley going to be as big as Mike Reno?
No.
Mike Reno's the lead singer of Loverboy. He's twice as big as he was.
No, Paul works out and bikes.
Bikes. Fucking
helmet. Look at Chris helmet. Flood's comment.
Say what now?
Chris Flood's comment is making me laugh.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
I think if Kiss played without the wigs, people would be interested.
This is what McMurphy said. They seem to still have no idea what the overall plan is. So 2027 is a huge amount of time to come up with an idea and try to execute it. As of right now, I think they scammed the guys. That's it. That's a good opinion. I will tell you that this could be true if a year and a half from now they go, hey, everything got moved up. No. You know, no, not going to happen.
No way. No way. You can't put something like this out there and then a year and a half ago, we were wrong. It's all happening now. Like I'm telling you, I'll forget about it. Just because we have a Kiss podcast, the only reason I'll even remember it. Otherwise, I'll forget about it. This will be basically revenge era to the reunion, where it's like, what is going on with Kiss?
They could just bring back the revenge era. That would be
think about how many fans do you hear? How many homers do you hear going when they left off revenge tour? I thought they were done. Like they didn't really come back and came back with this Carnival of Souls thing. And it was like, whoa, what the hell was that? Right? This will be 1980 to 1983 all over again. The Elder, the Unmasked, doesn't tour, Elder, doesn't tour. They release Creatures, doesn't do well. Like this is they're headed for 3 years is a lifetime right now.
I can tell you this, and I know I speak for Sonny and I speak for Lee. I hope it's not true. I hope that somehow that they go, well, the concert's this many years away, but that's just the concert. In between, these are all the things that we have going on, but they should be announcing stuff like that. And because you can't, unless they just have nothing, you know, it's like,
well, we know they don't have a convention or anything. Because think about that. If they were going to do something like that, that would have been with Keith.
They could.
But if Keith's out there saying he's going to do it on his own, that means that members aren't involved.
Right.
Now, he might get Tommy or Eric, but he ain't going to get Paul or Gene to do that.
I don't know. I think that, didn't Gene do one time? And
you showed up at the Ace birthday.
And I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that Paul showed up and did a autograph signing. Besides that, I mean,
their lawyer showed up to Charlotte.
But bum, nicely done, Lee.
I was there.
Oh, have mercy! If you don't know what she's talking about, just put in Kiss Charlotte Expo.
I ran upstairs with my bootleg VHS. I ran up to the room.
Now they're coming for you.
Yeah. Now they can see the room.
Yes,
that's right.
She's in Ackworth, Georgia.
Here, come this way. I got one of these. Here, come on this way.
You should see all the VHS crap I have. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing the way that works. All right, listen. We could obviously talk this to death. I want to tell you guys something about Not this, obviously this weekend, we're not having a show because we're doing one right now, but I will tell you that we are having a guest on for the 8th because we're getting the, we're having the author for the unauthorized biography of Eric Carr. That's come out and coming out. And we'll see how that goes. I'm excited. I know that they have done a another show. The author's name is Janet Simmons, S-Y-M. And it's going to be, I think from like, I can't remember the years that they told me, 1950 to 1982. So it's like a part one, basically.
And the family wouldn't authorize it?
I don't know. I'm not really sure, but that'll be a question that we could ask. All right. So all that being said, man, there's a ton of you guys online tonight. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Don't forget, normally we do this on Sunday. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel and you're there watching it, and I can see a ton of you are, but if you're watching on Facebook, go over to our YouTube channel, Podcast Rock City, and subscribe, and because we post stuff there weekly. And also, we have a Patreon, and when we get done here, we're going to go over there, and we're going to do a little bit of a Patreon extra show for our subscribers over there. It's always a lot of fun. It usually gets a little nastier because, you know, it's we're not out in the public. And anyway, come and check that out. You can check that out for free for a week. It's free to sign up for a week. You can check out what we do over there. There's already a ton of stuff on there that you can check out. And it's a lot of fun. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for listening. I'm wearing my Iron Maiden Hawaiian shirt today, if you're wondering. Awesome. And I will tell you, saying avatars ain't going to show up until 2027 is completely idiotic and immediately is worth half of what it would have been worth. Because people are going to forget about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting interesting thing. Lee, do you have anything to add?
No, but I like Josh Hefner's comment. The biggest thing happening next year is Joe's quest to get the missing puzzle piece.
Is that possible? Do they cut all the puzzles exactly the same?
Phil Elliott will find your piece for you, Joe.
I don't know. I'm about to put it together now and post a picture and go, who has this? Somebody will show it and go, $300.
Right, exactly.
Fill yours.
He'll trade you for the golden ticket.
Yes, yes. There's nothing I want more than to spend $300 to fill my hole. Let's see. Oh, you know what? well, you know me. I'll make fun of myself all day. You know what I'm going to say? We love KISS. And we love KISS podcasts. Before I go, I want to make sure that everybody knows, please be safe. We're at that age now, most of us that are watching this and listening, that we're not going to go out and put ourselves at risk because we've made it this far by not doing that. Right,
Sonny? Too tired. Too tired.
I used all my luck up in my 30s. I should have been dead eight times over.
The eight lives gone. I got one.
Yeah, I got one.
Done it. It was awesome.
I'm one of those cats living up in Sonny's tree that he wanted to murder. Anyway,
I want a cat tree.
Of course you do. Take care of yourselves, guys. Have a good holiday. We'll be back. I believe it's the 8th. I think it's the 8th. I want to make sure everybody knows for sure. The 8th, nope.
And heavy mail.
The 7th.
Heavy mail, you wrote it's rookie night. I hope you mean it's nookie night.
I don't know what that means. You know what I'm going to say. We love KISS and we love KISS podcast. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.